What did you like about going to college?
Well, college was a great, great experience. I was excited to learn new things and also, you know, meet new people from all over the country and all over the world. So in college, I still have some great friends that I form relationships with and special bonds. And I was fortunate.
What was your college teacher name?
Well, I had many teachers, but my college basketball coach name, he's probably the most famous person that was at my college, and his name is Gene Cady.
Who?
Gene Cady. You can look him up on Google to see what he looks like.
So that one was your best one because he was famous?
Well, he went into the basketball Hall of Fame for college, so he's very famous. But there are more famous coaches who I've played for. Like when I played summer league with the Detroit Pistons, I played for Coach Larry Brown, and Coach Larry Brown and Coach Gene Cady are also good friends.
Where have you played professional basketball?
Ooh, good question. So I have to count because
there's so many
countries. But first I was in Greece, then I was in Turkey.
Turkey?
Yep. Then I was in Russia. Then I was with the Wizards, and then I went to Bulgaria. Then I went to Lithuania. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Italy, Spain, France, Poland, Latvia, and Spain. The farthest one was the place that I was telling you about earlier, Vladivostok, Russia, because that was on a complete other side of the globe. It was close, very close to China.
Turkey,
yes, I really like Turkey. Turkey, the name of the city that I was playing in, it was the capital of Turkey, and the name of the city is Ankara. And I met some very nice people there, and had the pleasure of learning a couple words, you know, like Merhaba, Nasılsın, iyi misin. So Turkey was nice.
How many points did you score in a game in your career?
I don't know a total, but I did break a lot of records in high school and college and also in a professional level. You know, I was most recently selected as one of the top 50 legends to play at Purdue. And then I, in September 2019, I'll be going into the Schenectady Hall of Fame.
When you went to the lane and you went to the countries, did you learn any own languages?
Yes, yes. Yo hablo español.
Huh?
Yo hablo español. So I speak a little bit of Spanish fluently, and I also speak Russian fluently.
It's nice to learn new languages.
Yes, they're great tools. And when you get the chance to travel to Europe, what you will find out is that the majority of the people in Europe speak a minimum of three languages. So, you know, like here in the States, you know, a lot of people
speak Spanish, English.
Well, the majority of the people here in the States who were born in the States, they mostly only speak English. But you know, we have an influx of a lot of foreigners who speak multiple languages and settle down here, which is great because it's forcing Americans to learn other languages as well. So
when you get off the plane, how do you get to the game?
Well, when we get off the plane, we usually are escorted. Depending on the game, and depending on the country, we have a police escort just to make sure that we arrive safely.
Who inspired you in your career?
Well, I always was somebody who was self-motivated, and I felt that as long as you were self-motivated, I didn't really need anyone to inspire me, because I did it because I wanted to be the best I could be. What you're going to find out in life is that you should have a passion for what you do, because if you don't have a passion for what you do, then you're not going to do it to the level, to the best of your ability. So it's very important to develop a passion for what you love and what you want to do, so that nobody will force you to do it. You will do it on your own. You will be self-motivated to fulfill the things that you're passionate about.
What trophies or championships did you win?
Oh, okay. Well, wow. I won a lot. I won a lot of championships. I won a lot of MVPs. So let me see if I can remember some of them, because it's been so long. So when I was in Lithuania, we won a Gomeski Cup title, which was took place in Moscow. And when I was in Bulgaria, we won three Bulgarian championships.
Three?
Yes, I won a championship in France. Won a championship in France, and I also won a championship in Italy. And I won a state championship at Schenectady High School as well. And
have you been to Puerto Rico before?
Yes, I have. I've been to San Juan, and I've been to
Guaynabo.
I have good friends that still live in Puerto Rico, and I used to visit them and every summer when I was in high school.
How many points have you won by?
Oh. Well, I really don't know the answer to that question. I won many games and I lost many games also, but I did win more games than I've lost in my career, which is always good.
What is it like traveling all the time?
Well, it's great, but it also gets tiring, and it gets tiring to travel from. Getting on 10-hour flights and then getting off and having to play basketball, and also being away from our family for extended periods of time. So as good as it is to see different countries and different landmarks and stuff, the sad part about it is the fact that the travel is long, and sometimes I have to be away from my family for extended periods of time.
Do you have to pay to go to the flight?
No, the team pays for the flight for you, and so we don't have to pay for any of those expenses.
When you get to the game, when you have to start playing like in a few minutes, do they have cubbies for you guys, or like those lockers?
Well, we have a locker room. Every place we go, there's a locker room for the home team and also for the visitors.
What is it like? No, can you tell us about your book?
Yes. So, the book that I recently published, the title of the book is called Love, and it's the story of a young girl named Sarah, and she used the word love in exchange between her parents for as far back as she can remember, but she never really knew what this word love meant. And one day on her way to school, she told her parents that she loved her, and they also responded by saying the same. And that word love stuck in her mind the whole day, and she couldn't wait to get home to ask her parents what this word love really meant. And so the story is two parents explaining what love is to the young daughter, Sarah.
Can you tell us about your kids?
Yes, I have two daughters. My oldest daughter is 8 years old. Her name is Suhan. And my youngest daughter is going to be 4 years old. Her name is Celine.
What is it like to live in different countries? What do you love to write about?
Well, I write about many things. What I do is when I sit down in front of a paper and I have a pen or a pencil, the first thing I like to do is just write down my feelings or write down the first things that come to my mind. And then once you start to put things down on paper, then your inspiration starts flowing and your imagination and your creativity starts going and the pen keeps moving.
What do you like to write about?
Nadia,
what do you write about?
Taki Queen.
I'm not really that. When I was in second grade, I just would write about books after we read them.
Like, you like just, yeah, follow up with your reading. Mm-hmm. About. You did some writing today about your field trip.
What about the thank you card?
Yeah, a little thank you note because they helped us with the field trip. Dwayne, what do you write about? Anything special?
Sports.
Sports, yeah, I can see that. Me too. Okay.
Dragons,
yeah. I was going to say something fantasy with you. You're definitely into fantasy. Haley, what do you like to write about? I'm going to say, I guess, your family.
Like animals.
Animals.
Coins.
Sometimes.
Treats. Eli, what do you like to write about?
Candy. Chips.
Chips, yeah.
Popcorn, toffee, and ice cream. Mostly food, and mostly I write to write about my family sometimes.
Yeah, I can see that.
How do you get a story published?
Okay, well, that's a good question. So the first thing you have to do is write a story. All right, so once you finish writing a story, you have to get it edited, okay, to make sure that the grammar and the punctuation and everything is correct. So then, once you have the complete work, you send it out to different publishers to see if they would be interested in publishing your work. So everything that people write, unless they self-publish it, doesn't get approved to get published, because the publishing companies that you send your work out to, they have to believe in your project and they have to want to publish what you wrote. So whatever you do, or if you decide to write a story one day, just make sure that it's unique and make sure it's something that relates to everyone and it's something that everyone would like to read or be interested in reading.
Just like that book of love.
Right. So the reason I wrote the book Love is because there are many kids that don't know what love is and don't know the different ways of expressing love. So for example, if one kid only knows that you can express love verbally, if that's the only way that they know, everybody is not comfortable with expressing love verbally. So maybe their parents aren't comfortable expressing love verbally, but if that's the only way that the kid knows, and then he is in a household where parents don't feel comfortable expressing their love verbally, then the kid may feel like he or she isn't loved, and that's not necessarily the case, because there's many ways of showing that you can love someone. Because, you know, just because your parents may or may not be comfortable expressing their love verbally, that doesn't mean that they don't love you. There are many different ways that they can show you that they love you, and that's what this book addresses. You know, just showing kids that there's many ways of showing and expressing love, and for you to recognize that you are loved.
So you can write any type of book.
Of course, and so can you. You have a brain, you have an imagination. All it takes now is for you to have the creativity and the will. Oh, no problem.
Just wait in a couple of years. You're gonna see a book named Taki.
Yeah, when the first Taki book comes out, you've heard it here first on
Taki's
Radio.
Well,
I'll look out for it. Yeah, so you could do a talkie cookbook.
Or a talking talkie who walks around, talks to the Doritos and the Cheetos.
Anybody with
and everything we own.
You have to make sure that you pay attention in your classes so that you can continue to develop these skills that are necessary for you to write a book.
What was hard for you growing up?
Well, in life, everyone is going to be faced with different obstacles or different decisions that they had to make. So I would probably say the toughest thing for me growing up was making the right decisions. So, because, you know, there's going to be times where your friends are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then you're going to have to make the decision that, do I go with my friends and do what I'm not supposed to be doing, or do I go the opposite direction and do what I'm supposed to do? And sometimes, as a young kid, this is hard because you want to do what your friends are doing. So, but, you know, I would just encourage you young kids to, you know, make sure you're doing the right thing, even if your friends aren't. And you know, if they're really your if you're really your friends, then they will respect your decision.
Do you have any advice for us?
Well, I just gave you some.
Yeah, that was some good advice right there.
But also I'll give you another. I'll give you another jewel. And don't be afraid of failing, because you never really fail unless you stop trying. Okay, so there are many things that you're going to try in life, and you may not be successful at it. There are many things that I tried in life and wasn't successful at, but it didn't stop me from continuing to try and continue to find other things. So, you know, don't get discouraged by failure, because sometimes we can learn the most from our failures. And, you know, You never fail unless you stop trying. So just anytime you fall, pick yourself up and keep on going.
Restart what you
just need. Excel them.
Right.
What do you miss about Vexilla?
Well, right now I've been so busy coming to speak to schools and hopefully I've been inspiring young kids like you. I haven't really had time to miss basketball at the moment, but when I do have the time, I will sit down and I will reflect on some of the things that I was able to accomplish. And I'm sure the thing that I will miss most is not only the friends and the friendships that I was able to develop through basketball, but I will miss the competition.
Well, we're always ready for a pickup game here. So.
Oh. Okay, great.
How were your coaches in practice?
Practice? Well, I had many coaches, and they had many different styles. I had some coaches that were very tough, very demanding, very very strict. So I had some coaches who were extremely nice, and then I had, you know, coaches who yelled every second. So I have many different coaches, and each coach taught me something that was beneficial throughout my career. So I made sure that every time I did have a coach, I learned something from them that I would take with me throughout the rest of my career, and also that I would be able to apply in life.
How many years have you been playing basketball for?
Wow, I've been playing basketball for over 33 years. I started playing when I was 5 or 6 years old, and so I'm 39 now.
Do you plan to write more books?
Yes. Well, actually, I've written 20 books, so there will definitely be more books coming. So look out for those.
So can we like rapid fire some favorites of yours, Willie?
Favorite books? Or
like they're going to give you a whole bunch of topics, everything. Okay. This is sort of our go-to staple.
Okay, great, great.
Right? All right, Haley, you pick anyone you want. Say, what's your favorite, and then give them
your
topic.
What's your favorite chip?
Chips?
Takis.
Oh, no, not Takis, but
I like spice.
Favorite chips would probably be Doritos, cheese Doritos.
I like the red ones.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of candy?
Favorite kind of candy? Sour Powers.
Sour Power?
Sour
Power. Now,
powers.
We know Sour Patch Kids.
Candy.
You're boring. You're Taki everything.
Taki is good. Taki is a special thing.
Like Warheads.
What is your favorite pizza topping?
My favorite pizza topping, I would have to say, would be pepperoni.
You knew it, yeah.
What is your favorite class?
My favorite class? My favorite class in school was math.
Mine's with Takis. You just learn how to make Takis.
Right, you learn how to make them, all different flavors, how to roll them, how to cook them. How to spice them, how to bag them up. Right, there's a lot to learn about Takis.
Machine does that for me. Well, what's your favorite chocolate?
Favorite chocolate? Probably say Hershey's with almonds.
Now, Takai's kind of our chocolate expert. Takai, what's your favorite?
I like more chocolate.
My favorite kind of chocolate?
What?
Do you like Raisin Nuts? Those are becoming my new favorite.
I don't like raisins.
You don't like, you don't like raisins. I'm like, that's all I eat at home is raisins.
Thin mints.
Those are cookies, you silly.
It just has chocolate in it.
It
does have chocolate
in it.
What's your favorite taco?
Taco? Huh. Well, on my tacos, I put meat, I put olives, I put lettuce, tomatoes, and some sauce.
Mm. What's your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream is, I have two. Okay. One is like a creamy ice cream, and one is like a sweet ice cream. So I'll tell you both of those. One is called watermelon roll, and you can get it from Friendly's. That's the sweet one. And then the creamy ice cream that I like is by Breyers, and it's butter almond.
This guy knows the brands of his ice cream, not just the ice cream. He takes ice cream as seriously as you take chocolate.
Wait, I got a question. What is your favorite scary movie?
Favorite scary movie? Whew. I probably have to say one of the Friday the 13th.
Ghostbusters.
I like Freddy.
Freddy.
My favorite scary movie is I have actually two. Is Jason versus Freddy, and then my favorite.
It's Takis.
Is The Quiet Room, because it's real scary. Like you can't. The kid said something out loud.
You cannot eat Takis.
And then the ghost came out like, and then like the whole room.
The question is like when it's the really intense part of the movie and like everyone's scared. Do you allow anyone to crunch Takis, or is it like a no Taki crunching time during that part of the movie?
I might have like two bags of Takis.
Even during that part of the movie, you're still allowed to crunch in your house?
I don't know.
All right.
What is your favorite cereal?
Favorite cereal? Frosted Flakes.
Takis.
There's no such thing as Takis.
There is in Lanaya's house.
Yeah, you know you should put some in your milk.
The scary movie is that you can't eat your Takis forever.
Right. What kind of favorites are you having?
What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Well, my favorite food would be rice.
Rice,
yes.
Takis salad.
Okay.
I know what her worst fear is. Never being to eat Takis again.
Yeah, my mom said that would be my choice.
Uh-oh.
She takes away my whole locker. I actually have a big bucket of Takis, and I just ate some this morning, and I have half a bag now.
Dang. I don't bring my Takis to school because they just ask me.
So kids like, just beg you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
kids just beg you for
that. I don't want to waste my Takis.
Good
so
thinking.
I just eat them all at home.
Good thinking, Eli. Look, Judith doesn't ask you for any?
She might.
No, she does. Okay.
What's your favorite Chinese?
My favorite Chinese food is chicken and broccoli with rice.
I like cauliflower.
Mine is chicken, broccoli with some rice and some Takis. And a nice Taki drink. You don't do that. Who's your favorite superhero? Ooh, good question. Favorite superhero probably would be Black Panther.
It's kind of close. Maybe who's yours? I got a lot.
Give us your top, like, two.
Superman, because he's indestructible, and he can come back alive again. What is your favorite sport?
Favorite sport, of course, is basketball. But I'm starting to like other sports just as much.
I'm stopped playing soccer because I broke my arm.
What? Yeah, I thought you were a soccer guy.
I broke my arm and my wrist. From a teacher kicking.
What is your favorite holiday?
Yeah, like, we never wrote that one down, but we ask it to people.
Favorite holiday? I would have to say probably Christmas. And the reason I say that is because, you know, I enjoy watching my daughters when they open their gifts. Yeah.
My favorite holiday is my birthday.
Well, that's not a holiday.
It is three.
Last year, I had 280 presents because my brother, he was at my grandma's house, and my grandmother lives in Florida, so he's out there, and my grandma brought him 180 presents. So
each Taki in the bag doesn't count as an individual present. You realize that, right?
Like if I had 20 Takis in
right, so that's not 20 presents.
You can't have
that. That's just a snack.
You can't have that many presents. You can't. That's
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I have one superpower.
Invisible.
Right.
Invisible.
You're being able to be.
No. Okay. No. Okay. Look. So it'd be two. I would eat one of the two. Whatever one I would be able to have, I would either be invisible or I would be able to. You know, change and be someone else.
Okay, mine will be
shapeshifter. Takai is an expert on all superpowers.
Okay, mine will be shapeshifter.
Yep.
And no, invisible and speed and flying.
And a glasses fixer, so that I don't have to keep getting my glasses fixed.
Why I wanted to be flash so I can speed through my test.
Mine would be telekinesis because I'm lazy and invisibility.
Mine will be fast run, like flash, and I would be flight, invisible, and I would actually do a robot, do something that I know what the questions are in my test, like homework.
You could mind read the teacher's mind, what they're going to ask you, and then you could be all prepared.
And when I do a test and they don't tell me nothing, my mind would tell me the answer.
Oh, okay.
Throw
my first superpower would be
pocket power.
A hacker, because I just want to hack.
Why do all the things?
You don't get arrested.
Take all the questions from the home.
No, you don't get arrested.
I want to be a god hacker pro.
Yeah.
And
let a lady speak here. What's your second one?
And my last one will be a Taki taker.
I knew if I see somebody that got a Taki bag,
just run right away with
it. No, but I have speed powers too.
I will be invisible.
And hang. It's yours.
Thank you for coming with to yatesradio.com. Keep watching.
Keep listening.
Keep watching and stay in touch.